So this time last week, I thought that I would be preaching today. That's how I had set up the schedule. And all throughout this week, on the senior high mission trip in Chattanooga, Tennessee, I had the students help me with the liturgy, all the pieces besides the sermon, you know, the prayers and the confession and the assurance. I had them help me write all of those things as we went along, thinking when we came to today, Ben and I would be leading it all, and everyone else would be out on their vacations wherever with a few of you here. And on the bus ride home, I said, does anyone want to help with the service this week? Does anyone want to lead or say something? And like everyone was like, yes, yes, me, I want to help. I want to say something. I have something that I want to share. And so we ended up with enough people who want to say something and report back to you about the trip that I really should stop talking right now and just let them talk. But I won't. I'll say a couple of things. Like was said earlier, we took 28 high school students and 6 adults, and we go with an organization that also gathers other church groups together, and we serve together for a week. And our high school students, you already know this, but they're the ones you want to be around. You know, among all of the other kids, they bring the fun, they bring the energy, they're interesting and lively, and they get in there and serve. So already, they're the ones that bring the party to the week, and you want to be with them. But then they also bring the depth. They're the ones who are willing to go deeper, to not just take something at the surface level or take something that's just said to them, but they want to dig deeper. They want to be truly honest with each other and with other people. And it's really inspiring to see. I loved seeing the bonds and the connections that they made with each other this week and with other people. And there's a true, genuine love that came together. The way that they care for one another, take care of each other, look out for each other, and just want to be together. I love seeing that and their willingness to serve. They got up every morning, made breakfast or worked together, and then worked from 9 to 3 every day, serving others, ready to jump right in there. And then every evening would come back and dig deep with worship and then in their small groups until late at night. It's really something to see. I think we often think about following Jesus as, well, do we believe the right things or think the right things? Do we know the right things and know the right stories from the Bible? Okay, then yes, then we're following Jesus. But to be on a week like this and to see them living out the gospel. Jesus said, when you feed the hungry, when you greet the stranger, when you visit the prisoner, then you've visited me. You've done it with your hands and your feet. And I see them doing that when we're on a week like this. On Sunday night of our trip, the worship that night was based on Psalm 23. And they read the scripture to us twice. Once, just straight through, and then the second time, more slowly. And each one of our students was asked to take one phrase or even one word of the scripture passage and keep it with them through their entire week of service. So this morning, I'll read Psalm 23 to all of you once through, and you just listen, open up your ears, and open up your heart to what God is saying to you. And then we'll read it a second time, and as we read it, students will share about their experience. So listen for the word of the Lord to you. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. Listen for the word of the Lord again. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. Lindsay Gooch.
On Sunday night, our first night at YouthWorks, we learned that 42% of all children in Chattanooga live below the poverty line. And because of that, a lot of families who rely on schools for childcare and lunch services struggle during the summer. And that's where Kids Club came in. We all got the chance to go to different rec centers all across Chattanooga and play games and read stories and make crafts and really make connections with all the kids in these programs. And there was one site in particular, Westside, that my group went to that really stuck with us. Because the moment you walked in, you could tell that the kids were guarded and that they had built up walls to protect them from whatever was going on in their day-to-day lives. But if you talk to them without raising your voice or belittling them, and you listen to them as if you were genuinely interested in what they had to say, the walls started to crumble. And that's when it really hit me that no change in location or race or economic prosperity will change the fact that beating someone bigger than you in a race will make you feel proud, or that no game of dodgeball will end well, or that a braided piece of string can make your whole week. Because at the end of the day, kids are kids, and people are people. And that's what really stuck with me from this trip.
He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Jack Waters.
This was my first mission trip, and we all had the chance in Chattanooga to do Kids Club, but we also all got the chance to work outdoors. I spent time at Lookout Mountain, one of the work sites, and Lookout Mountain was being maintained by a group of high schoolers who were called Lookout Mountain Conservancy interns. And they spent 5 days a week of their summer helping to clear invasive species off mountains and such, you know, just general maintenance for the mountain. And we got to help them this week. It was fun, and they were very nice people, and you could tell they were very invested in their work. It felt like we were helping them in a meaningful way. Also, I worked at YMCA packing breakfasts and making cards for kids in need in the neighborhood. And a lot of these lunches and breakfasts would end up at kids' clubs. And after knowing and meeting those kids and even seeing a few of them with some of the lunches, it felt like we were really doing a lot of good with what we were doing there.
Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Sam Bromley.
At the beginning of the mission trip on the bus, I'm always eager to find out who my small group is. Finding out your small group is very exciting, but nerve-wracking. It's nerve-wracking because these are the people that you will spend the entire week with. You will work with them, cook with them, clean with them, but more importantly, you will share your deepest feelings with them. I just wonder, do I know them? Do I spend time with them? They may be people you've known your whole life, but now you've become friends. They're also the people you can now go to when you need support. One particular situation when we had to support each other, but specifically one person in my small group, was when we were clearing a trail in a forest preserve. Our group was attacked by 30 to 40 30 to 40 yellow jackets, coming out of the ground. Allie was stung 5 times, Katie was stung 2x, but more importantly, Grace was stung 2x and had an allergic reaction. We dropped all of our tools and things we had left, and we left all of our things at our site. Greg had to take Grace to urgent care while Katie went with her to support her. My entire small group was relieved when we found out that Grace was okay, and by the end of the week, you realize these are not just your church friends, they're your real friends.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Kirsten Kiel.
So this mission trip for me was one of the more difficult ones as far as my faith journey was concerned. This year at YouthWorks, the site was very adamant in their belief of God and how others should believe in him as well, which is not usually how our church goes about things, especially in youth group. So this mission trip was challenging in a way because it forced me to explore my faith in a way that I hadn't really done before. I had talked to Haley a few times throughout the week, which is specifically about a few certain parables in the Bible that I hadn't really ever talked about and like asked questions about. It just didn't really seem as something that I was into. But this trip sort of gave me clarity and allowed me to ask questions in a place that was comfortable and had people there that were willing to talk about this specifically.
Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. Henry Tamandong.
So I'm not actually going to be saying anything about the mission trip, but I will be singing a song that I wrote for this youth group because they mean a lot to me. Today.